Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, you know, Poots, how like, you know something's off. You've been watching someone on a reality show for years and you go, what am I missing? Like, what, where do I think the problem either starts from or what are they not getting? I don't know any reality star who's on a show for four fucking seasons and has never watched the edit that they're given. That's fucking crazy.
And we're talking about Gary, by the way.
What was your reaction when he said he's never watched an episode of himself on Below Deck?
I think that it's not accurate, number one. I think he watches to... I think Gary has a very low tolerance for anything that is not comfortable.
You mean like when he got up to go pee in the middle of the reunion?
Yeah. I think in general, he cannot tolerate things that are uncomfortable or that may make him feel bad. And it's one of the reasons he doesn't watch. And I think he probably watches it, and but he doesn't want anyone to think he watches it.
Do you think he fast forwards through uncomfortable things?
Probably.
Yeah.
Almost certainly. So that's why he can say, I don't watch. Yeah. I think a lot of people say that, I don't watch the show. I think they wind up watching the show. I think Gary is so ridiculously intolerant of any uncomfortableness, he cannot do it.
Would you watch a show if you were on it?
Of course. I would look at things I could do better. Did I efficiently read this person well?
You would send me screen grabs. Do you think I look more svelte if I sit on my left hip or my right hip on the couch?
Should I be using a different cream moisturizer for this?
Oh God, you would be insufferable. I would just get a litany of texts.
I like the fit of those pants. These not as much.
Maybe you shouldn't have been on Big Brother because the text I would get.
Oh, that would be rough. Well, I would not be able to watch it at the same time.
Oh, that's true. Maybe you can finally join it next year. So that way you can go away for a month. For you, not for me at all.
6 weeks, you'd be without me.
Great. Y'all, this is Below Deck. Below Deck season
Below
4.
Below Deck sailing yacht.
We're doing finale parts 1 and 2. So we're doing episode 18 and 19. I would play the Below Deck, the boat thing that we have that goes boom, boom. But Poodle deleted that from our Zencaster and I can't find it now on my computer. So if you miss that noise, blame Poods because I don't know where it is now.
Honestly, the little setup they have there is there's a little X and I thought that meant for the sound to stop.
Yeah. A kindergartner could understand this.
I am such a boomer with like technology. Have you ever seen it? It's a TikTok feed that one of my friends has been sending me. It's like boomers on Facebook, and this guy just screams like comments of what boomers and people on Facebook. It's like people on Facebook that they things like there was like a thing that said pride flag, and it's like my American flag is my only flag. And it reads comments and it'll go like, flag is mine. And he'll just scream. It's like, America, pride, pride. My, this is my pride flag right here. Liberian flag, Liberian flag. It looks enough like the American flag. I'll find that. I'll find, I'll tell you the account name. It's fan fucking tastic. My friend sent it to me. It is called TikTok Facebook Comments.
TikTok Facebook Comments.
Facebook Comments.
Okay.
And he just like screams. Here, you can hold it.
Flag should be flown all the way. Hey man, perfectly well said. U.S. flags didn't happen as far as I'm concerned. Stars and stripes only. Real pride. U.S. flags.
Real pride. Wow.
American flag. Yes. Yes. I agree. So proud.
All right. Oh,
mine is up all year.
I will say, TikTok is the platform. I know China probably owns it and finding out everything.
They do.
But it is a platform made for just smart asses.
It is.
And it makes me feel better about humanity when I look at it.
I wish I could use it and learn how to use it more. I just feel like I just don't have the head bandwidth. I don't have the mental to.
I think you would be a TikTok star if you got into it.
Maybe. Can someone help me?
Maybe our social media manager, Caitlin, who I've said to you a million times, she would help you.
I should ask her.
You.
Did you say something?
Let's just jump into this, everybody.
What are your like overarching thoughts?
I am so sick of Gary. I'm so glad we're not going to cover him next season. I'm over him. Over him, over and over and over.
You mean
him.
He's not on Below Deck Down Under?
No, but I mean, we're probably not going to do Below Deck Selling Yacht again if they do this double
probably
episode.
Probably not.
Although I did enjoy the season a lot. But I'm just, Gary needs a brand reinvention.
I agree with you. I don't know why we ever thought he would be more than he is.
No,
to clarify.
True. That's very fair.
He has shown us who he was from the beginning.
That's true.
And he ate chips throughout the reunion.
Oh, it was so, I think that's what bugged me. It wasn't even funny. It was just rude.
You know what? I think he was trying to be more Gary for the reunion.
He's leaning into Gary.
Yeah, and I think there is an audience for especially trollish men who love him. And I think those are the ones who probably comment on his Instagram and things like that and hype him
guys
up
who's,
and gas
guys
him
who
up.
Guys who secretly want to fuck him.
Maybe. I don't know. I actually don't want to fuck Gary. I
don't anymore.
He's one of the few people on that boat I don't want to fuck. And Captain Glenn.
I would totally let Captain Glenn motorboat my butthole.
I just need.
Whoa.
I wasn't ready for the phrase motorboat my butthole.
Weaky, weaky.
Woo!
Raise the mizzen.
Oh, Canada.
I need to say that Chase got a glow up. He was using some kind of light. He was a good light. Something about putting that dachshund in his pack. And also when Chase ate chips, it wasn't a big deal to me.
Wasn't a big deal. The little beard scruff that he has looks good on him. I knew you'd be into him more. And Alex, of course, still look gorgeous.
Oh, God. Looks like beautiful sailing Jesus.
I think the winner of the looks for the... Daisy did look really pretty, and I love the red lipstick.
Yeah.
She looked prettier on Watch What Happens Live. She looked gorgeous on that. However, Mads and this kind of Bridget Bardot eyeliner with the hair. I
said it was Pamela Anderson.
Well, who's very, if you think of like Bridget, I loved it.
I liked her look. I thought it was a little much for what everybody was doing. Because usually on these reunions, especially if it's Zoom, everyone's a little kind of pulls back. I thought it was a little too magazine photo shoot for me. She looked great. I thought Alicia looked wonderful. And so did Lucy. Lucy was bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
Gary wore a white t-shirt. Colin wore a white t-shirt.
Colin wore white, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your overall thoughts?
Similar. I think these people need these three, Gary, Colin, Daisy, they need time away from one another. I'm kind of, it kind of makes me sad. Spoiler alert, this was confirmed. There were photos of Gary and Daisy filming No Colin, because Colin is like sailing with his Parley Revival.
I think that's the reason why Gary and Daisy were both in Spain, is they're probably both filming below deck
in Ibiza.
Selling out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably in adjoining rooms. Yeah, like they have been before.
Yeah, and they probably couldn't say it this time.
And there's what's interesting about just for more thoughts is, boy, it's been apparent before how those two men, Gary and Colin, will always take each other's sides.
Boy, that was one of my points too.
And more in the second thing, but boy, y'all, Daisy fucked up. Especially when she tried to bring in Colin, like flirting with Alicia at the end, that wasn't good, especially to throw it on another woman like that. But misogyny was so thick on part two, you'd have to like wipe the screen off of it.
That's what I noticed. It made
me kind of sick.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah. How they went after her and Colin kept saying, that woman, you can't have a relationship with that woman. And every time he said it, I just winced.
Kind of made me not want to have sex with Colin anymore.
I'm kind of, you know, he came off so condescending. That part of him has always kind of been there, but it's kind of been in the back. He's been able to be above the fray, but now he's in it.
He's emotionally hurt. Well, I don't know if Gary is, but you can tell Colin, he did seem to really care for her.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about on part two when the girl, the woman they kept calling Britt, he's just coming off as a player. And he a player who talks like not a player. A player who opens every conversation with, I'm not a player. You know me. I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy. Yep.
And
all right.
Anyway,
I just
thought that was my takeaway. These people need some time apart. I think Daisy needs a full reset and maybe needs to consider a different line of work.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I'm sure she's loving it, but this is getting to where this is really hurting her personally. And I guarantee you what she got from social media, from this, from women and from men, was not good. And it probably really affected her because she takes everything so personally. So
she does.
How could you not?
How could you not?
I felt bad for her, even though she's made a lot of mistakes this season.
We're not going to belabor the point, although I don't think we've actually announced it on the Below Deck pod. We've only talked about it on other pods, but y'all, we are not going to cover Below Deck Down Under because we are getting raw dogged with content from 90 Day Fiancé.
Like triple, we're getting not just double penetrated, we're getting three-peed.
Well, and in August, we're getting four-peed. We don't even know if we're going to have the bandwidth to cover even all the 90-day
last
content.
Resort, yeah.
So, and because of that, and because they're doing this double airing, we've decided we will not be covering Below Deck Down Under. Yeah. We're going to take each season by a case-by-case basis, kind of where we are and what's coming down the pike for us.
Where we are and where our workload already is, because there's no way we could put out two episodes of Below Deck Down Under a week. That's just not going to be possible with having three spinoffs of 90 Day and Love After Lockup coming back.
Yes. Which is good. Which is very, very good. It is there's only one thing I think is fraudacity, but the rest are messy.
Reunion.
Which, y'all, you'll be able to get that on the public feed, the Love During Lockup. You'll get the episode on the public feed this week. That's going to drop on, I believe, Friday night, right after the episode.
And after that, it goes back to the $8 tier of RG+.
And the whole enchilada. The whole enchilada. So anyway, be sure to, so that's what we're going to, that's an update with that. A lot of you have reached out to at least me and said that you really enjoyed the interview with Emily Sussman on She Pivots.
Yes.
So we had a great time. So listen to that this week, that drop wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to listen to other Below Deck episodes, and since we're not covering it, we definitely recommend another Below Deck podcast.
Yes.
They are covering, I think we know that the
I think Crappens.
They did Sailing Yacht. I don't know if they're doing Down Under.
I don't know. I think they are doing it. I think I saw a post. So listen to another Below Deck podcast and Crappens. Watch what Crappens there, because they're doing Down Under.
You're getting another podcast with two gay men talking about it, and then another podcast with Ronnie and Ben.
You know, Pat and Dylan would feel validated with that.
I do kind of fantasize. I wonder sometimes if Dylan and Patrick, like, they're doing, you know, especially Below Deck now, there's two episodes that drop at once, like, and it's just, it's hot in that garage that they're podcasting in, and they're sitting on that couch, and the fans
with the pinball blowing. Pinball machines and all the musk.
And the sweat's kind of dripping out of Patrick, and he looks over at Dylan, and he was like,
"Hey, dude, want to help each other out?
Yeah, I want to relax a little bit." I think that happens, right? Don't you?
It definitely does. I've seen a lot of movies that started that way.
Y'all
know, all movies are real.
Are real. Including ones with Jim Caviezel. What a piece of shit.
All right. Isn't that the most popular movie in the country right now?
I think so, yeah.
There's so many fucking nut jobs. Y'all, don't see that movie. That's a crazy QAnon movie about trafficking that has nothing to do with anything. It's supposed to make you afraid so you'll vote. You'll vote to be scared of people who don't look like you.
I know. I was looking at a guy who was like a gay South American man who now lives here, who is posting about, and I went, wow, you really hate yourself.
A lot of people don't know it's like just so conspiracy theory minded.
Yeah.
People don't know.
Anyway.
It, so.
Okay. I don't think we have any. Our YouTube live is coming up July 30th, y'all. So
yes.
That is going to be happening then. We should be launching the Bi-Curious poll maybe tonight. This is going to air on Thursday night or Friday. Soon, right?
Yeah.
So be sure to check your Bi-Curious. Yeah.
That was on my list of things to do yesterday, but it didn't get done. So it's going to get done today.
But yeah, I can tell you ended up getting a pound, and didn't you? Because your face looks relaxed today. Yeah,
no,
I can tell.
No, I didn't.
So anyway, y'all, be sure to check out for Patreon and Supercast. Check out your post that you will get a poll for that, and you can vote.
My face looks relaxed.
It looks more relaxed.
Otherwise, it just looks tight and angry.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like, well, because when it hits the headboard so much, it releases.
just like a cranial. It's
cranial facial massage with the headboard.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. It's a nice little adjustment.
Big news, by the way, my mother is moving back to Oklahoma. They bought a house. She's moving back.
It's official.
How is that
big news?
Big news.
No one else gives a fuck.
She's moving back to Ardmore.
Like, that's relevant to you. It's tangentially relevant to me.
It's big news because I'm going to be telling a lot of stories about my mother calling me about moving.
Oh, I see.
And the stress of it.
I just like it when you say big news. Usually when I try to say big news, it is relevant.
Roll that footage, Gary.
Or something. But that would be like me saying big news or sad news. Jane Birkin died last week. And you
would
go,
"I don't know who that is." I don't know who that is. I hope they're already dead.
That's what I mean. Those are your big news.
I hope they're already dead. Otherwise, you just killed
Birkin. Jane Birkin is dead, sadly.
Okay. Well, good.
She was Serge Gainsbourg's partner for a while.
Don't know who that is either.
Why would you? Inventor of French whisper pop and French.
Oinky was able to do that abroad program in France. Yeah. I didn't get it.
Mother of Charlotte Gainsbourg?
not familiar. Let's move on.
Jane Birkin, though, Birkin was an incredible artist, and I was been listening to her music. I listened to her music through college because I was introduced to her through a pretentious TA of mine. And
Try to sleep with you, or they were a woman?
It was a man, and he did sleep with me.
Okay, there we are. Yeah.
Oh, it was total grooming. It was total fucking grooming. When I look back, it was total grooming.
Okay, we're going to step away from the grooming conversation, and we're going to jump into Below Deck Reunion Part 1.
You got to be careful of those TAs. When they start giving you music to listen to and having no boundaries, get ready. You're going to have a lot of stories and a lot of things to talk about in therapy.
Yeah. Use our BetterHelp code for that, y'all.
Let's talk about Below Deck. So they're talking about, I wrote down everyone seems tired.
Boy, just exhausted.
And I don't have to talk even too much about this idea of Captain Glenn. And Glenn was playing like fucking ambassador of Below Deck. He was being so political.
He was being too Canadian.
Yeah, and just thinks, I'm going to say this, but I also side with Carrie, but I can understand why Daisy would say, you know what it was giving? It was giving Captain Sandy vibes, and I did not like it. Did not like it.
I wanted him to have more an opinion.
I get it.
When they asked him, like, do you think Daisy was overreacting? He should have said yes, because she was overreacting. And even Daisy, the thing that set Daisy up not to look great is Daisy did not take responsibility for anything, meaning like that was thrown at her. And I mean, from anything relationship wise to also, she's still defending herself for not understanding the walkies. Like when the person, like she was still.
Yeah. And you know what's sad though? The more that's thrown at Daisy, the more I want to stand up for her because they just call her defensive and they call her and I'd be defensive too. If I had three men like Glenn, less so. But if I had fucking Colin and Gary basically
ganging
making fun of me and ganging up on me every time I turned around,
I agree.
I'd be fucking defensive too.
I agree. Because she started off kind of like backed into a corner, I feel like.
Did you like it how Andy even went at her? And said, well, Daisy, you mean like, so that means every time that someone has to talk to you, they need to start with a compliment? In his only a way that Andy Cohen can.
I know.
And because she said, she said she preferred it when criticism was tempered not praise, but Andy said, so that means he needs to compliment you first? And
yeah, he did.
Daisy, and I went, yes, that's how you have to deal with Daisy. She takes everything so fucking personally, which is why I don't think she's a really great fit for this position.
No, I mean, Colin even said that the whole thing of taking things too personally. Because, you know, when they talked about the whole when Colin, I don't think it's. He really, Colin kind of is a master of like treading that line of saying something that feels somewhat appropriate, but then also it's almost like he doesn't put a whole foot. He puts like just his toes over the line, like when he was criticizing
Daisy.
He's
so fucking shady. He's that way to everyone. Before,
he is a shit stir, but he's
a shady bitch. He was like that to Aleisha too. And I think there's a condescension that I was always kind of there, but it was low key. And when he would say it, you'd kind of be ready for it because he kept himself above the fray, but because he always had a girlfriend. And now he's down in the muck with everybody else and he's throwing low blows. And it feels not good.
It does feel not good. I wanted to know. So they're kind of, y'all, we're going to do this in kind of more, we normally do tea bags. We're going to do this in, you kind of can't have to do these reunions more in kind of a cron order. So Andy kind of, he's asking like, if even to like, you know, when you're on these shows, normally when and someone says, Andy says, so do you think there's anything you would change or do you think you could do better? And he asked that of Daisy and Gary. And it's interesting to me, like a lot of people on these shows take the reunion as a time to be like, you know, there were some things that happened, da da da. But we had a great season, but I would try to be more da da da. Everyone on this boat, Gary and Daisy both are like, nope, would have done it exactly the same.
It's because they're all so you're in the fucking trenches and you're in fucking Mordor because they're all in there so close together. And it's and that that's
excuse
why
I, me. Did someone say
oh, no!
Mordor? Hello, my name is Bilbo Baggins. No, I'm Bilbo Swaggins. Sorry. When you get close to Mordor, it affects your brain. I am Bilbo.
I'm
yes, what can I what would you like to know about Mordor? What would you like to know? It's a big eye that looks my friend Garrett. My friend Garrett tells me it looks like a vagina. I have yet to seen one. I haven't
Yes. Are you gonna come to dinner?
Mom,
the mashed potatoes are the ones that your grandmother likes. And that bitch isn't even coming tonight.
Mom, I'm trying to get a date for once.
An elven creature is calling me. I must attend to her shortly. Good day.
Later, dildo.
Yes, for Mordor.
I think you were confusing Mordor and the Eye of Sauron. Mordor was the volcano.
Well, but they had to go to, but that's where Sauron was like there.
Oh. All right.
Don't you question dildo.
Sorry.
Don't question dildo.
Boy, I'm sorry that I'm sorry for anybody who had to deal with that. If you just listened to our Below Deck podcast, you don't know who you just heard from.
You don't know who that was.
I don't think dildo's ever made it, maybe a couple times on.
Maybe. Maybe.
Anyway, did you notice that Gary, when they were talking about the stews had always kind of being around and the stews having to and so Gary's like, well, I don't know, the one of the episodes I do watch is like, so I guess you want us to serve food now. And at one point, Daisy goes, oh my God, can you imagine handing someone a beer? And that is the problem. Everyone is not professional anymore, and they're just letting every personal conflict they have with everyone, with each other, air into the professional.
I agree.
They need a break. They need to. The problem is Gary is employed by Parsifal, so he ain't leaving, y'all. As long as
Gary
the boat
and
is Parsifal,
Glenn, yeah.
Gary and Clapton Glenn are a team. I think Daisy's going to ride the train until she has a psychotic break.
Yeah.
I don't know. Colin, I think, has always been in and out of the boat when he wanted to be.
I think he wants to do
the conflict, and because he wants to do his sailing, you know, Parley Revival, his team. And I think, I don't know if we're going to see him back again.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he's probably getting out when the going's good. He never loved the
when
limelight
the
like the others.
Tough, the tough get going. When the going is rough.
Is that Michael Bolton? No, it's not.
No, it's
Huey Lewis.
Can I touch you? Can I touch you? And do the way I think I do. Oh.
I don't know who you're impersonating, but it's kind of good.
It's when the going gets
Oh, that's
tough.
Billy Ocean.
It's Billy Ocean.
I knew it. Boy, y'all, that was something. When you started singing, the replay of y'all singing your cars, I said, who is that? Someone went, Billy Ocean. And Billy I Ocean. Went, who is that? Michael Bolton? Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean.
Oh, is that Huey Lewis?
It's Billy Ocean. Billy goddamn Ocean.
I hate this show. Why do I even listen? I hate these fags. They just always get everything wrong. But you're screaming Billy Ocean, and we say it. You just go, oh, like you've just climaxed.
or just shit after 2 weeks of being constipated.
I apologize for that loop that you are put through every time we don't know something.
It's a good song. You know what? Andy Cohen is just like us. Sometimes there's an upstairs neighbor that's doing a drill.
I screamed and went, wait, you, and they aired it. I feel like the gerbils in the editing room at Bravo, they need a break too. They're still coasting.
Wasn't enough interesting things. They had to put their upstairs neighbor making noise.
I just think they're on like an Adderall hangover from Scandoval, and they're just.
It's true.
I screeched. Alex, they ask Alex, they're like, what do you think? And he's like, everything's in perspective. 9 people are going to be seeing things in all different ways. That's what my book on Buddhism tells me, or my Tantra book.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com Spotify.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
I wonder if he comes.
Don't think Alex can have multiple orgasms.
I'd like to try.
Me too.
I'd like to try. I wonder what the edit is of him getting on. If how big of a dick is he, a D bag on Winterhouse, or has he come off genuine?
I don't know.
Because I feel like
it's not going to air until what is it, February?
But is Summerhouse done?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the other one? The one Cara Berry's doing?
I think Martha's Vineyard. I'm not sure. I think that is done too.
I haven't heard people post about them, so they must have not
some,
have been good
some
seasons.
Some people have been. No, Martha's Vineyard was pretty well received.
Oh, good.
People seem to like it. I don't know if it'll get a season two, but people seem to like it. I think Summer House just needs to stop. Boy.
Yeah. Go away.
I think you need to let Kyle will stay. You need to let Lindsay and Carl go gentle into that good night and do their own thing, get some kind of spinoff PR thing.
They need to like lean
Danielle
into some
needs
shows.
To go away because she has nothing to do after Lindsay leaves.
No. So they talk a little bit about, Andy tries to bring up Gary's management skill. And I don't really think there's enough really to talk about because honestly, again, like the guys, no one really, you want Chase and Alex are too like goody good. So no one had teeth in their comments to me. It was just like, well, I could have learned a little bit more than management, but we're all good, bro. And I was like, somebody just have an opinion and say you sucked as a leader and you were terrible.
It's interesting because I think one of the reasons why they're afraid to say anything is because nothing was fully explained by Glenn. And they know that Glenn is so firmly in the camp of Gary, they know it won't get anywhere.
That's true.
So I think...
Whereas Captain Sandy will throw anyone under the bus during her reunion. Like, no one is safe.
And she'll do it, and then she'll backpedal, which is why she's fantastic on reunions.
Yes,
and
like
she won't take any responsibility.
The only person again that kind of like is when Gary tried to say, "Well, Chase wasn't used to doing this type of," but he says he's a captain. That and Daisy went in on him and said he was a captain on a 20-foot yacht. That's nothing compared to 150. You can't make that comparison. And other people agreed with her. Otherwise, people were just like spouting off bullshit, and I was bored.
It's because everyone, the three. Well, Colin, unless he's talked to, Gary and Daisy are so reactive towards one another that they can't help but like weaponize their personal conflict every time they're talking to one another.
That's true.
And it makes it that's what contributes to like the unprofessional environment in there. That's why no one can make a complaint because it'll just get ignored. There ain't no HR on Parsifal, y'all.
There's not. What did you think about? Go ahead.
I need to also say that Chase's dog Charlie is very, very cute.
I like weenie dogs. I think they're cute.
I think they are too, with their floppy ears. Seems like they would have problems.
I bet they have ear problems. But a lot of times when I take dog tests of like what dog you would like, it tells me a dachshund.
Why are you taking dog tests?
Well, this was years ago. I took this test down at Mountain View Mall. They had this little like thing. You stand on it. It was a scale. It did your weight, and then you took a test to decide what type of dog you like. It said I was a dachshund
extremely
person.
Extremely scientific.
It's very accurate, yes.
God!
Which I just learned. It's not called Mountain View Mall anymore. They changed the name. I got to find out the name. It's something
big
generic. Big. Well, we also are getting an Albertsons in Ardmore, too, because my mother's going to move by it. She's very excited.
Oh God.
Okay, let's
Albertsons was kind of like the middle of the road, wasn't it? It was the middle of the road.
There's not much in Ardmore.
Oh, I guess so. What is there now?
Walmart, and which sucks. And then there's Homeland, which is nice. They have the canned tamales my dad likes. But
I don't know what Homeland is. Safeway.
Used to be Safeway.
Oh, say no more.
Homeland, although great sushi at Homeland.
What?
In Ardmore. Yes.
Shut up.
No. There's like a older Japanese couple and they make amazing sushi. It's better than Edamame on Main Street. Although their thunder roll is really good with the steak and the cream cheese.
You've told me about the steak and cream cheese roll before.
Yeah, it's really good.
I was mortified.
I loved edamame. Anyway, anyway, let's talk about Mads and Gary and kind of wrap this because
I still have so many follow-ups about edamame, but I'm going to move on.
Okay.
What'd you think when they were talking to Chase about, I think Chase, I don't think we'll ever see him again.
No.
But I think Chase definitely did learn something because he talked about, I cringed the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I now realize my humor works with my friends and maybe not so much on TV. And I was kind of clueless about that. And Lucy's like, yeah, and maybe don't talk about people's boobs all the time.
And she actually said, your humor doesn't work on anyone. She did say that.
I really enjoyed the Two Stews this season.
They were.
They're some of my favorites in a long time.
I think they could potentially be back. I think Mads could be back because she's going to sleep with people.
Yeah, and I don't think she'll want to do it, though. I think
Alex could be back, too.
Maybe. I could see Alex.
He's already on Winterhouse.
I can't see Chase being back because he didn't cause a lot of drama.
He's too good.
Yeah. Alex could be back. Did you hear Alex's impression of Gary? It was spot on.
Spot on.
Anyway, you were talking about Mads and Gary. I don't have a ton to say.
I feel like this was the most disappointing plot line that Andy Cohen finally did say, he's like, I feel like Gary got Garyed, which was what we all said. But I feel like there was so much, I feel like, and just like the inner feminist in me, I just wanted them to kind of lean in that it just felt like it was favored towards Gary. When really, if you look back on it, Mads decimated Gary and gave him really his own. And I wanted them to kind of rub the salt in more.
And the things he said to her all season long were awful. And
they did bring up the period thing, but that
was that in this one or was that in the next one?
I think it might have been in the next one, but
anyway, but he did apologize to the rest of the crew, which was the only grown-up thing to do. Gary Mads, I think there was this idea of Gary saying, well, if you didn't want to sleep with me, because they're bringing it up earlier when she's like, yeah, I was set on like Watch What Happens Live that I wish I would have went with Alex. And I think Mads thinks that's the fun thing to say, or because she's like, I was just having fun. But you can tell she still got hurt from things that were said about her.
Yeah, like, she doesn't want to admit that.
Yeah, she doesn't want to admit that. And but it sucks that they take that for face value. Oh, that's just Mads. She can be slutty when she wants, and she's a good time girl. So you can say all kinds of shit to her, and yeah. and it doesn't matter. And
she's not a human. She's just a dick punching.
Yeah. Bag.
Like that's kind of how it made it feel like.
Yeah. So when they're talking about that,
because even like that is when Mad finally tries to talk. That's when Gary gets up and goes to the bathroom. Yeah. It's so he's just that's where I was like, I'm. And I know his culture, they don't give a shit about a lot of times. They're very dismissive of women, period. But that's no excuse. It was gross.
No, it's not an excuse. But then when she was trying to explain why she slept with him, and a fine answer would be like, because I wanted to get mine. And yeah. he was on the, but she knew that the men who were there would just berate her more. She's like, sorry, I lost my train of thought, ADHD.
I think she did not lose her train of thought either. I thought she stopped herself.
She just stopped because I think she realized I'm not getting anywhere with this. And that made me sad.
Yeah, it made me really sad too. I felt like she felt shut down. So she shut down.
Yep. It was, I found this whole reunion part one and part two more so. Hard to watch.
I wish Kate Chastain would host Below Deck reunions.
Oh, they would never let her in with these people. She would, they'd have to pay her money.
Or a woman. A woman.
It would be nice to have a woman. Because Andy goes hard. Andy lets Gary off. Almost always.
Because I know he's a gay man, but these, especially on Below Deck, there's so much misogyny steeped in this.
Especially when there's South Africans involved.
Yeah, you just feel like it would be nice to have a... Maybe Captain Sand could
do it.
Oh,
she'd be awful. And Kate had to deal with Brew Crew shit. And she finally had it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When some of those, there was like a whole team of South Africans.
Don't start jacking off to Kate Chastain.
She will be the queen forever.
All right, let's move on to part two. We were already kind of in
there. That we talked about period gate, where Gary does apologize to Mads and everyone, and Davesy says, I was disgusted. And anyway, and this was interesting. And
when the whole thing, when Andy, again, it just felt so, let's give Gary the good edit so that, because we know he's going to be on another season of Below
Deck. What it felt like to me, too.
When Andy said to Gary, so Gary, after this, will you treat women differently? And Gary's like, yes. And I went, no, he won't.
And I wrote down, does anyone out there believe him?
No, he won't. And why are we even asking this question if it's not just to clear the way for him to have this kind of wipe the board for him?
One thing I think might change is he will be a little more vigilant about how he appears on camera now. Maybe. I'm saying he's not going to change. I'm just saying he might be more careful about what he shows on camera. He may give one single solitary thought now that he's been ribbed for it by, oh, Gary, you tried to fuck both stews. Oh, Gary, your time with Gabby and Ashley. Oh, Gary. But Gary, this season, you really screwed around with Daisy and with Mads, and you said some really objectionable things about women, and you treated women awful. And it was that way, and I think it was a really, really extreme reaction that I don't think he'd ever gotten. So it may make him be more, just a little bit more aware. But I don't think he's going to change. He's just going to be aware when he shows the cameras. Who knows? Maybe I could be completely wrong.
I think you're right. Do you think Alex and Matt said that they have met up after the show? Do you think they fucked?
You know, I think he's kind of, unless a woman kind of is all over him, I don't think he's really into that. I think he needs to be the beautiful one.
What if he's not? Maybe he doesn't
prefer the company of women.
Maybe he needs a
he is unfortunately unrepentantly straight. Sorry.
I bet his dick is so pretty.
I know. I
can just to perfection.
Just like, it is just, and it's like so pretty, and it's like it's just a perfect length.
Yeah.
Agree.
I think I need to have sex.
I agree. We also find out that Chase, Alicia, Lucy, and Mads, and Alex, they're all, like, hanging out. Like, that is...
And Alicia's single now.
Yes. And but there's still no chance with Chase because I think they just mentioned... It's interesting. Even though he was kind of the same age as everyone, I think on a different boat, Chase, I think on a boat with more South Africans, strangely enough... Chase would have had a much better time and a much more bro-centric, because that's not Alex.
Yo, and Alex is like an sensitive artistic type.
I think if Chase was on like Below Deck OG and he was one of the, he would probably be promoted to like lead deckhand or something like that, especially under Eddie or something like that. And they'd be broing out and they'd be like trying to bank stews. I can just see it. And on a different boat, he would be very different. I can see it.
You want to have sex with Chase now, don't you?
Yeah. And I didn't. Alex, by the way, has a girlfriend. Well, but it's complicated because, of course, it's complicated with Alex. And now.
He's waiting for her to respond to the poem he wrote for her.
Should we move on to what? Unfortunately, Andy's like, we all know that thruples doesn't work. Boy, that sounded a little personal, didn't it, from Andy?
Yeah, Andy knows.
Trident Fire Island 3 summers ago. But I want to say, people, there was someone who took a picture of Andy Cohen. It's like a pride event, and he was like tweaking this guy's nipple. And people were like, oh, Andy, going wild. I'm like, so what, you prudes? He's a single gay man. He's out there.
There were pictures what poodles done at Pride. I'm going to tell you right now, tweaking nipples would be the least of your worries.
That would be like the G-rated version.
Oh, yes.
That would be the Norman Rockwell version of what I did at Pride.
That's what they show preschoolers when they say, what is Pride? It's poodle tweaking a nipple. Because once you get to high school and college, it's going to be different.
You get the pup mask. And then me tied up on a leash to a pole. Just wait for my daddy to walk me.
And then on your ass, there's shorts that just says, act up in here. Wow.
Silence equals death.
Oh, we need to go. We're making niche gay like activist jokes. We need to move on. Okay, so Colin, Daisy, and Garen.
Harvey, let's call them. Never heard of her. Sorry.
Did you hear that there's a school in Temecula that doesn't want to teach?
Just heard about
Harvey
it.
Milk, Temecula,
yes.
California. Fuck them.
Well, it's all conservative school board because it's not history or anything. I mean, really, what are they thinking?
It's not like real history. Yeah, sure.
This not really a thruple, but this Bermuda Triangle, not love triangle.
Yes, that's because everything's going to crash and burn.
Colin basically says, and while Gary is loudly eating chips, Colin says, well, Daisy and I explored something and we tried and it turned toxic, and I ended things in December of last year.
Boy, he's really using that word toxic, isn't he?
And you can tell Daisy was like, So Colin's just going to narrate everything that happened.
Yeah.
Sure. And this is the problem. When you have someone who is extremely reactive, like Daisy is, and even when she is in the right, she's going to react in a way that is going to make you go, ugh, you're going to cringe.
Yeah.
Because...
To sound like an intelligent debater, you need to own some things so that way you it gives you,
yeah.
Again, gives you fuel to throw
a
on
leg
someone
to
else's
stand
fire.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't do that.
We did find out, and Daisy says, when I'd found out he was broken up with the woman he'd been seeing before, who he worked with, boy, y'all stop shitting where you eat. Please. I don't do that.
Anyone can preach that.
I don't do that. I don't shit where I eat.
Well, you don't anymore.
Did I? I never fucked anybody I worked with in the... Well, no, that's not true.
Fuck anybody in the theater? Yeah. You fucked everybody. In the bookstore, no.
No, that's true.
The bookstore, you just brought guys and fucked them in the bookstore. But
yeah,
I was fucking where I was paid. No.
I wasn't eating.
So many actors and directors.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I can't even talk about this.
Didn't you
Never
fuck
mind.
A choreographer once, too?
Yeah. That was a good lay.
So, yeah, I would go.
You're right. I
can't go to small 99-cent theaters in Los Angeles.
99-cent. You're right. 99 cents.
I can't go. It's true.
They it's behind the 99-cent store. 99-cent Playhouse.
Can't go with those to those with poodle.
No,
I would
I
go
see
and
everyone.
Go, why is everybody staring at me and putting daggers? And it's because there's people who are upset at poods.
What? They didn't think I was with you.
No, but still, they're like, it's just not fun being in ill company.
Oh, they just wanted me. It's all right. There's enough for me to go around.
But you're...
Yeah.
Colin... So tell me, because I got confused. So Colin was dating this woman, but they broke... What happened? Because there was a lot of yelling and back and forth.
Well, I don't even want to get in the muck of it, but what
happened
was...
Read the tea leaves. Tell me what you think.
What happened
was
Colin was seeing this woman who he worked with at Apollo Carly Revival, and then... They were just, as they said, we were just sleeping with her. It was casual. And then Daisy said, they were like kissing before the season. She's like, but what about this woman? He's like, oh, that never means anything. We will never be together. Well, it's just like, it's a thing where we don't have those kind of feelings for each other. And Daisy's like, I already have my walls up because of this woman he worked with. And I know he's a girlfriend guy. He gets a girlfriend, another girlfriend, and another girlfriend, another girlfriend. So I was already worried. And she even said since season two, and this is the thing, he was saying shit to her. Like, he said that the whole time. And she didn't really get it out because they shattered over her. But what she was saying is, you told me way back in season two, their first season together, that if I didn't have a girlfriend, I would probably pursue you. So he's been fucking gaslighting her, y'all. And
yeah, I agree.
And so at the same time, Daisy's like, well, I don't want to be in anything with you if you're going to be with that other woman. He's like, nope, we have nothing. And so it wasn't the fact that he was cheating with that other woman. Sorry, cheating. It was the fact when he broke it off, he went right back to that other woman. And it feels basically... Daisy was trying to get out that it feels dishonest for Colin to do that.
I get what she's saying, but technically he didn't. It's hard because she's not. It's hard to describe. He didn't do anything wrong per se, and if you're looking at it from a black and white perspective, but it's just it's the problem that Daisy can't say on an emotional level that really hurt me and it made me feel like I had been thrown away. If she said that,
yeah,
then people would have responded. Instead of, she's always going to throw blame on someone instead of talking from a vulnerable space.
She also did say, though, I think I understand what she's saying is, what, and I don't even believe Colin probably even had that feelings for that woman. I think he could have been serious at the time, but she assumed that, oh, he was never really over that woman and he lied to me. So yeah. that's where she goes, because Daisy is all in.
Yeah.
And before the season, they hooked up. They told Glenn about it. Everyone was fine. Gary's like, "Oh, I'm happy for you," and didn't say a word. And
they kind of pulled back the curtain about the fraudacity of the show a little bit.
I still defend, and I'm not going to defend Gary a lot. I still defend Gary of not telling Colin that he and Daisy had slept together. I still defend it, because
I do too.
Gary was already thinking that Daisy was embarrassed about sleeping with him.
Yeah.
Which is his worst fear. So he's not going to piss her off anymore.
And why wasn't that discussed during the reunion?
It wasn't!
That was the biggest drop of this whole thing. That was a huge point. Again, whose dick is Gary sucking Andy Cohen's dick? Because the edit he got on this reunion was too good.
I also think that what Colin got a lot of chances to speak, and Daisy rarely ever got a chance as a rebuttal. Daisy rarely ever got a chance. And if she did, Colin started saying, but that we can have a relationship with that woman, with that woman, with that woman. I know that it's not specifically a misogynistic term, but after a while it started feeling like it to me. Probably, I'm sure a lot of women out there were hearing and going, "Oh, that stop saying that, you fucker."
And it just didn't go. When Daisy did have a moment to talk, you talked about this earlier, but that's when she tried to say that Colin was flirting with Aisha.
And she
even says, she's going on, and she says, "Does anybody back me up on this?" And there was silence.
And then Colin says, "Well, she might have had something there because, you know, we're both Kiwis and Aussies, get on," and blah, blah, blah. But he says it in such a dismissive way that I was like, fucking, he mansplained everything he said. And I wonder what Colin stands, which I was pretty much before this season. I wonder what because people who defend Colin will defend him to death. And I'm wondering what they're saying now. Do they completely blame Daisy? Probably. But at one point, Daisy just goes, it broke my heart. Daisy just goes, "Well, I guess I'm a slut. I'm a slut because I've been with two of these men."
Guess what, Daisy? You are a slut. You're a slut. Lucy's a slut. Mad's a slut. Your mom's a slut. Poodle's a slut. I'm a slut. We're all a
Glenn's
slut. Just
a
own
slut.
It. Glenn's a slutty slut slut. Just own it.
Parsifal's a slut.
Parsifal's a slut. Oh, just take the word back.
Anyway,
that was really sad when she said that, though, because it was like, now you're putting the label.
Shame.
I know. Just shame. Ring the bell.
Anyway, and then there's the weird meta stuff about Daisy blocking Colin on Instagram and the stories, and I was like, I can't deal with this. The reason I think she did that is I have a feeling that she wanted. This is not good. I think she wanted to talk shit about him.
Yeah.
And she didn't want him to come in there and bring his master debater hooks in there. And that Daisy's made a lot of mistakes, but it really sucks that half of this is happening is because she's female. And this would not be happening if she was male. It would not be happening if she was not in the position she's in. And it makes me wonder, even though Daisy has royally made a lot of mess of this season, it makes me want to defend her to the fucking death.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't really have much more. I mean, No, your reunion's not good when Andy says, "So let's end this with roses and thorns." And I went, "What is this? Is this summer camp? Is this summer camp?" We're not even going to go through them. I don't want to go.
Did you like it when we had this one moment where everyone was like dumping on Daisy, and they're like, Colin, are you Gary good? They're like, oh yeah, we're fine. We're great. Pros again. And Gary's like, yeah, Daisy and I are good, but it'll never be like we had before. And Daisy just something in Daisy's face kind of breaks, and she tries not to cry at that moment. She's like, but you know, it'll be fine. And then Andy goes, so Alex, I hear you're on Winter House. It was the worst transition I've ever experienced, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. But God, there's sometimes he can be a great host, I'm talking about Andy, but other times, and I'm sure it's the editing as well.
Yeah.
He is such a clown as a host. Oh. Anyway. And Daisy's just like sobbing.
I know. It just made me feel like a sad orgasm when you're just covered in cum, but you realize you did something really bad and gross. I didn't like
it. I never feel that way.
Wow.
Not a walk of shame, a stride of pride.
Whoa. On that note, that's Blue Dick. There's your episode.
There's nothing like walking to your car when the sun's coming up and you're covered in jizz and you're like, well, I just really, really did crazy shit last night, and I'm not ashamed of it at all. Let's go to McDonald's.
Now you're talking. Celebrate indeed. Y'all,
the woman goes, do I smell bleach?
Do I smell bleach? Just give me a large fry. Thank you. Thank you, Hedda. All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. We will let you know on a case-by-case basis what Below Decks we will be covering. Yeah. I guarantee you,
I'll really miss Below Deck Med if we don't do it, but I understand.
I will, but if they're doing a double episode of Below Deck Med, y'all,
that's not planned, by the way.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Well, but... everything, but the other way wasn't supposed to be an hour and a half episode. So who knows? Y'all, we're just at the mercy of the television of gods, bent over, taking it. All right, everybody.
Sometimes it's too much.
It's too much. But you know what? Blessed and booked.
Booked
and blessed. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on the 90 Day Podcast Show and on Love During Lockup. So until next time, if there is a next time, we say what, Poodle? Because we don't know.
That's like an Andy Cohen translation. Until next time, if there is another time, we say, Alex, I hear you're on Winter House.
And Anchors Again.
Anchors Again.